Hey folks, Dan Freo here with your opening bell for December 4th, 2024. So we have a big number out today. It's ADP payroll numbers. That's really all that's on the charts for today. So let's get over to it. It's breaking news right now as we speak. Let's see how this comes in, and then we're just going to see market reactions with all this. And then we got great news for homebuyers in 2025. I'm going to give you some of that data here in a second. So let's get over to the breaking news on payroll and see how they come out. And this might be a catalyst for what we're going to see on Thursday and Friday from the unemployment numbers and with how the Fed's going to react to all this. So let's see how these numbers came in.
November, ADP payroll data just out showing a gain of 146,000 jobs versus the estimate of 163,000. The service sector provided the bulk of the job gains, 140,000 in total, with goods producing sector, that sector making up the remainder of it. The biggest gains came from education and health services, construction, transports and utilities, and professional services. ADP also reports its job stayers categories. The first year-over-year gain in pay in more than 2 years for those who actually changed jobs. Pay gains were 7.2%. October's job additions number was revised to 184,000 from the original 233,000. That change coming as the result of its latest quarterly census data. All of this coming ahead of the Labor Department's big November jobs report, that government job report that is set up for Friday morning, where the street is looking for 214,000 new non-farm jobs for last month. For more on this jobs data, what it might mean for the number we get on Friday, we want to bring in ADP Chief Economist Nela Richardson. And Nela, it's great to have you here in studio.
Great to be here.
So the number's a little lighter than the consensus estimate had been. What happened?
Manufacturing happened. We saw a 26,000 job shed in manufacturing. This is a deeper decline than we've seen in past months, but this sector has been on the decline for the past 2 years. And then if you look, flip over to the service sector, you're right. And I thought the summary was outstanding. Steve would be proud of your summary this morning. But what you're seeing is less energetic hiring in some places that had been really sound, like leisure and hospitality, only 15,000 jobs created. This was the stalwart of 23 and 22. It's now slower. You see the same thing in financial activities with interest rates coming down, more merger and deal activities on the horizon, yet the hiring is not there. So there's some softening trends, even in services, that I'm watchful of. But overall, healthy number, still gain.
I mean, spending hasn't really slowed in services. So why? And same thing with financial services. As you mentioned, M&A activities on the rise. It looks like there's a lot of optimism to come. Why do you think employers are being more cautious in their hires?
Hiring has been stilted. You know, we saw this malaise in hiring over the summer, actually. And then in September, with that first rate cut, it was like the floodgates opened. Okay, we're going to hire again. And then October, we all know, is a bumpy month. It's hard to interpret that data. Now I think we're seeing a wait and see attitude.
Is it wait and see what the Fed does? Because you said it was sparked when the Fed first cut interest rates. If we're back to this discussion where we don't know if they're going to continue cutting,
that narrative keeps swinging. The pendulum keeps swinging on the Fed, whether they're going to cut, whether they're going to stay. And then we saw a little bit of a push up in the inflation numbers. There's one more thing I want to call out here on the ADP numbers for this month. Large firms are dominating hiring. 120,000 of those job gains came from large firms. Smaller firms, more dependent on credit access, aren't seeing the benefit of that initial rate cut. So, you know, these are hiring that was probably already in play. We're still waiting for small firms to catch up.
Also, the decline in manufacturing, that seems like a pretty big deal, too. You point out we've been in a decline the last 2 years when it comes to manufacturing. This has been something for incoming President Trump. A big part of his agenda is to try and boost American manufacturing. What happens? What plays out? How do you see this as an economist? If you have a weaker dollar, I suppose that helps, but you're going to have trade issues, you're going to have tariffs. All of those things kind of converging. Does that help the picture for manufacturing or not?
It's going to be a mixed bag. And that's why we're going to be so in tune to the labor market aspect of this, because you have a couple of things going on. Yes, you have likely higher import prices, but you don't know where. Is it final goods or is it inputs to final goods that are made by domestic manufacturers? That's going to be a key issue to watch in terms of the hiring transmission. Also, you have a very cyclical sector in manufacturing, maybe benefiting from a nudge of more rate cuts. So these two things are happening in tandem. All we can say at ADP is to look at the payroll data, see where the hiring is coming in and what sectors are benefiting.
You know, it's so interesting to watch this tied to the Fed, because so often we think of the jobs market as being so tightly connected to the economy. If people are spending, if businesses are spending, you're going to see strong hiring. That may not be translating all the way through, because we are seeing people spending, we are seeing businesses spend.
Yes, we are seeing the spending. That's for sure. And right now, we're not seeing a pickup in credit card delinquencies that are concerning. But on the flip side of that, we're not seeing an increase in savings rates. So I feel like we're in this, like, almost a timeout period. And 2025 will be pivotal for the consumer, because that's when all these trends start to catch up. The higher prices might put a little bit of a crimp on spending. We don't know if the interest rates will translate in a meaningful way for the consumer when it comes to housing or automobiles. So all of those things are watch points still. If the labor market stays healthy, then the consumer is in decent shape.
We had Congressman Andy Barr join us a little earlier. He is running to head up the House Financial Services Committee. There's going to be a vote on that this week. He said the most important thing he's watching is inflation. Right. And as a result, wants the Fed to keep their eye on that. What do you watch? Is inflation the key number that you look at to try and see how this all plays out?
Wages.
Wages.
ADP, I'm going to watch.
Wages versus the rate of inflation, yeah. I would guess.
Wages are the bridge from the labor market to the inflation, right? And what we saw this month for the first time in 2 years is a pickup in wages. 4.8% for our job stayers from 4.7%. It sounds small, but that pickup means that we are stabilizing at a higher rate of wage growth than before the pandemic. And so is that wage growth consistent with 2% inflation?
Yeah.
I'd argue not.
Yeah.
And that's going to be an issue for the Fed.
That was a great caption right there at the end, my apologies, where it showed you how much pay increases the average person got if they stayed at their job versus if they kind of went to another job. It's 4% versus 7%. But here's, that was a long version of it. I did play the whole thing because I think hopefully you got context to the whole thing. Here's the one piece of the puzzle. This is where I say a lot of times where ADP, I'm a little bit kind of iffy with their numbers. Here's what it's showing. If you just go to the economic calendar, it says ADP payroll numbers, previous reading was at 184, supposed to come in at 166, it came in at 146. This number isn't scaring me. What the numbers that's scaring me is this. And let me show you in my calculations. So right through here, ADP job numbers, the reading that ADP had previously, they didn't mention this, was 233,000. That's what ADP said, how many jobs were created the last payroll cycle that they came out with. It was revised 50,000 down to 184. So this is I still have to agree with 150,000 new jobs created. That's still a healthy market that we're seeing there. And then you also saw pay increases. If you stayed at your job, you got a 4% increase. And if you change job, you most likely got a 7% increase on top of inflation that's about 3% right now. So that tracking is good. And like she said, nobody's saving. Everybody's just kind of getting by with what they have. And that's why I try to help you guys with budgets, how to invest and things like that we talk about on a daily basis. So that's what we're looking at right there. Some good news over here, home buying demand for mortgages jumped 6% as interest rates fell to the lowest level over the last month. So we got a lot of people calling in now saying, okay, I want to get pre-qualified or at least kick the tires, see what I can qualify for going into 2025. That's one of you guys. Please reach out to us. My name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a loan officer. That's what I do for a living. I don't do videos for a living. I just do this. This is my conduit out to you guys to just show you, you know, what the markets are doing and just let you know that, you know, I know what I'm doing. So that's our report for this afternoon. Here's my profile. If you guys want to check me out, I lost a lot of weight since that picture, but if you want to go to ServBank, that's the bank I work at. But ServBank is one of the country's biggest banks. Let's go mortgage companies. We're the 10th largest servicer of mortgages. Okay. We're also a huge lender as well. And we're also a huge mortgage brokerage. So this gives you the opportunities are kind of unlimited. Why people use us? It's pretty simple. It's one application, one credit pool, and we're going to shop your loan to over, let's say, 40 to 50 different lenders. How else can you get that done? So please check us out. How do you do that? Just go to therateupdate.com. There's our website. If you want to get rolling, just click the Apply Now button. We're asking a lot of people to do right now, schedule an appointment with us. Just schedule a one-on-one appointment. We're going to answer all your questions right there on the fly. No hard pressure sales, just, you know, answering everything you have, just kind of like I do on my live events. And if you ever called me, that's what we do. So if you want to check out the one-on-one consultation, or if you rather just call in, you could do that as well. Right through here, it's 844-775-5626, or you can reach me personally at dan@therateupdate.com. So thanks so much for watching, guys. We will be live today. We're going to talk about the housing market and a whole bunch of other things. So if you have any questions you want to ask me directly, please join us today. Check that out on my YouTube channel. It will be live to answer any questions that you guys have. Other than that, that's it for this morning. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. Hope to see you here live at around 2:30 today, Central Time. Take care. See you then. Bye-bye.